We are in Hilchos Yontiv in Simen Tov Kuf Dalid. We are up to Siv Beis, and we will be completing the Simen. Siv Beis, we already learned that any spice that loses its flavor if you grind it long before use is usur to grind, is mutter to grind on Yontif, because you need it fresh, and that is Malachas Ochol Nefesh, as opposed to salt or anything else that can be ground earlier, where you're supposed to grind it Erev Yontif, and if you didn't, then it would only be mutter b'shinui. So what you'd have to do is put the put whatever you're using to grind it with on its side. Says the Mechaber, mutter laholich tavlin u'madoch etzel meducha or meducha etzlam. You are allowed to carry either the spice or the pestle that you use for pounding on it with, etzel meducha, to the mortar in which you pound it, or meducha etzlam, or if you have the spice and the pestle, then you're allowed to bring the mortar to it. Afilu derech rishus harabim, even through a rishus harabim, where this is doing malacha letzarech ochel nefesh, afal pishe yefshul olicham erev yontif, even though you could have carried them on erev yontif. This they didn't aser, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, we are not choshish that you're going to carry it and end up not grinding it, so you're going to end up not having carried for nothing. Siv Gimel. En kochin harifos b'machteshes gedola. Now what is this? They used to make some kind of porridge, some kind of cereal, made of cooked ground wheat. So you're not allowed to go and pound on the wheat, but machteshes gedola, in something that's made for grinding a lot, avokochim b'machteshes ktana, but you're allowed to use a small one. What's the reason for a small one? So first of all, the normal way of doing it is to use a large machteshes. Again, this is something of some kind of mortar. You're allowed to use a large, during the week you normally use a large one. On Yontif, you're allowed to use a small one because this is the abnormal way of doing it, and you're not going to do too much in it. Shezehu ha-shinui shalo, that is its shinui, even though you could have ground it before Yontif. U'be'eretz Yisrael, afilu biktana aser. And in Eretz Yisrael, the halach is that even a small one is aser. Why is that? Because in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't use a lot of it. Most people never did it in a gedola. They used a ktana all the time. It's not a shinui, and we're afraid that you're going to go and make more than you really need. Says the Mechaber, since we do not know which is big and which is small, therefore we aser everything. The Bir Halacha brings a Prichadash who says that we are Bekiyim. We do know the difference between the normal one that's large and another one that's small. Lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah brings other reasons why one should be machmir, and that is that he says that lemaisa, what people do is after grinding, they will often, if you're talking about grinding grain, they will often do the malacha of zora, of blowing away any of the psolas, blowing away any of the unwanted part of it. He therefore says not to do it altogether. But as far as lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings many who are makel and say that if you're using a small mill, it is mutter. Now, today it's uncommon for people at home to actually grind wheat altogether. I don't know what kind of grinder you're going to use for grinding wheat, but in most situations it will definitely be a shinui and no shash that you're going to do too much. Hagah. Umuter ligror gvina beyontif ala kli shumorig chorutz. In Hilchis Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rashba that it is also to grind, to use a grater for grating cheese on Shabbos, the reason being because of uvda dechol. Some say that it's a combination of uvda dechol and possibly the malacha of tochen. On Yontif, the Ramah says that there's no Isser in using a grater whatsoever. But, Mi utzarech shinui ma'at. He says, since cheese doesn't spoil if you grate it beforehand, you need a little bit of a shinui. Kamo dichas melach. And that is that you hold it in a different way. If you normally do it upright, you do it horizontally. If you normally do it upright, you can do it on a slant. You're supposed to do it in a way that a shinui ktsas, a way that's a little different than during the week. Now the Mishnah Berurah talks about grinding horseradish, grinding chrein. So he says, Afal gav shekama pomim tochen atamcha b'shir meruba. Even though, say, when people make chrein, they're going to mix it with beet juice, they actually grind a lot more than what they need for one suda. Lebezo gimel yamim. Nevertheless, he says that Chazal did not make a gzera on it. Because they only made a gzera on a mill. They did not make a gzera on a grater. So he is materit. But lemaisa, what you need is a shinui ktsas. So for example, what you could do is that instead of doing it into a plate in the normal way that it's done, you can do it onto the tablecloth or onto the actual table itself, and then it's going to be mutter. The next thing the Mishnah Berurah discusses is that in Hilchos Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch asers cutting vegetables very fine. Hamachater is a yerach dak dak. We're choshish for the shittas of Rishonim that hold that that is the malacha of tochen. The question is, how about yontif? So the Mishnah Berurah says it is mutter without any shinui whatsoever to cut your vegetables as fine as you want to. You're allowed to make as fine a vegetable salad as you wish. There's no isser on yontif of cutting vegetables small. The Mishnah Berurah does point out you've got to make sure that you don't make extra so that you're going to have leftovers for after Yontif. It's only mutter l'tzorech Yontif, not l'tzorech after Yontif. So l'maisa, in terms of using a grater on Yontif, you need a shinui ktsas. It has to be a little bit different from the way you normally do. In terms of cutting vegetables, fine. That tochen, that is mutter l'chatchila without any shinui whatsoever. Further, vuadin matzis below shinui. You are also allowed to grind matzis without a shinui. The Rama says, mishum de ein tchina ba'ochlim shayutchunin tchila. Since ein tochen acher tochen, if you want to make matzah meal on yontif, that is going to be mutter. This is even using a regular grater. This is going to be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah brings up a problem that often when you grate matzah meal, some of it doesn't come out fine enough. So you go and you pick those out, and then you break them up or take them out of there. So Mishnah Berurah deals with the issue of borer. Lamaisa, that's something that the Mishnah Berurah will discuss later at length. The status of the malacha of borer on yontif, which is quite complicated. There are different shitas in the Rishonim, and the maskan of the Mishnah Berurah is that to take out something unwanted on yontif is actually usser. Therefore, he's saying here, if you ground matzah meal and you had a few pieces that didn't come out fine enough, you're not supposed to pull them out of there, in order to take them out. Finally, Siv Dalet. Mutter Adam Limdo Tavlin Litin Bikdar Bishvil Shliach Tiach Tavshilo. The halacha is that even though measuring is Aser Mid Rabbanon on Shabbos and Yontif, the halacha is that measuring to see to it that you don't overspice your food in a way that it's not going to taste good, it is mutter to measure spices. So if you're making a recipe on Yontif and you're afraid it's going to get ruined if you don't use exact amounts, Medida is actually mutter. Says Zoramal, what does Yakdiach mean? Pirshal Yisrafenu v'yakalkalenu machmas ribui tavlin. Your food shouldn't get burnt because of having too many spices. Burnt here means that it's going to have a very sharp flavor.